Burn Before Reading, a meta-essay by Energy Burst about epistolary as a narrative device. It talks about the canons, This Is How You Lose the Time War, Your Name, and The Martian. Summary: Why I Love Epistolary as a Narrative Device. Originally posted on Dreamwidth for Snowflake Challenge. Archiving here on AO3 for March Meta Matters 2020. I still remember bumping into this in Trope Bingo a few years ago and going, huh, new word. What does epistolary mean? And now it is one of my favorite things. Although I wouldn't call it a trope, it's more like a narrative device. A story told, inferred through written communication like letters. And so associated tropes are often long-distance relationships and or body swap. The documents often add to the sense of realism slash world-building, and so much can be inferred about how two people feel about each other via the tone of their communications as well. I love the whole idea of falling in love with someone when all you've ever done is talk to them through letters. Stephen King said that writing is basically telepathy, and it's true. It's a transmission of thoughts via words on a page, and therefore all of the physical stuff that comes with reality, class differences, gender roles, etc., doesn't matter. The other person only exists in your mind, until their voice forges a more tangible connection, because it sunk its roots into your emotions. There's also the associated romantic thrill of carrying around letters like warm little totems and rereading them when you want to blow on the coals again. Knowing their handwriting, their turns of phrase, that you've made them smile 1,000 miles away is its own form of intimacy. I also find it easy to read. I'm not a huge fan of huge prosy paragraphs, and letters are basically written dialogue that you are eavesdropping on. Of course, in this modern age we aren't bound to letters, newspaper clippings and diary entries, and epistolary works can be done with emails, text messages and all sorts of social media as well. Some helpful people on AO3 have even created work skins, so your epistolary fic can look realistic. For example, for iOS messages and emoji, or Instagram or Twitter posts. I think the first time I wanted to shriek with glee was reading Darcy's letters to Elizabeth in Austen's Pride and Prejudice way back when, and most recently, Amal El-Muhtar's and Max Gladstone's This Is How You Lose the Time War absolutely blew me away. The title is from Red and Blue's first daring exchange. I reviewed this book on Dreamwidth, but it is enemies to lovers time-traveling assassin-slash-spy epistolary sci-fi. And poetic, and potent, and absolutely wonderful. Their creative letters are just delicious, sometimes literally. Andy Weir's The Martian is also mostly epistolary, Mark Watney's video journal entries and emails, and such a joy to read because Watney is a fantastic narrator. He's honest about the odds and how he feels about them, and he explains the science, and his thoughts and conjecture, in hilarious geeky detail with plenty of non-censored swearing. The film is very true to the book, and also wonderful. Kimi no na wa, Your Name, is a body swap film, so it also has epistolary elements. I've been translating the letters and text from the movie on Tumblr. The voice actors read aloud some of what they write to each other in the movie, but if you think about it, the characters never actually spoke to each other except through their messages. And I also loved The Lake House, which also had the characters writing each other through time and reading the letters aloud. Some fic recs. 10 Things I Hate About Reunions by Bri Rose A. 10 Things I Hate About You, Cat/Patrick, 17,278 words. The epistolary part is text between Bianca and Cat. Side trip to love in this is sibling meddling. This Is How You Survive the Cohabitational Bliss After You Win/Lose the Time War by Scott Lynch, 78. This Is How You Lose the Time War, Red/Blue, 551 words. Amal El-Muhtar was actually wrecking this fic off her Goodreads page, so you know it's quality fic. At Hey It's Spider-Man by Meg N. Into the Spider-Verse, Team Spidey, 27,000 words. This fic is mainly the delightful Spider group chat, complete with embedded SoundCloud music, although other epistolary parts are post-its on a wall that may make you tear up. It's funny and exciting and touching and the exact flavor of the film. A+ characterization. Revisions to a Dear Writer Letter, Yuletide 2035, by Lena Michaels. The Martian, 1,313 words. This fic is hilarious, heart-wrenching, and thoroughly delightful. Imagine you requested NASA RPF for Yuletide the year Watney died, and then ended up stranded on Mars. Tidings of Comfort and Potatoes by Filigree. The Martian. Mark Watney / Mindy Park. 16,837 words. Incomplete. This was the first epistolary fic I straight up adored. And I've wrecked this before and I'll do it again. Love even the banality of the auto-reply emails in this, because they make it so much more real. Flowers from Strangers by Odile. Greek Mythology. Eros / Psyche. 6,651 words. The same tale as a modern AU. I had no idea I needed it until I read this. And of course, I have included epistolary in some of my own fics. To Tempest Steel, Game of Thrones, Arya / Gendry, 14,766 words. Postcanon Fixit, the epilogue chapter is done in epistolary format, mostly letters, but also a lineage listing. Newton's First Law, The Martian, Beck / Johansson, 16,941 words. Canon-compliant fic exploring how they got together and how the crew fared in the part time skipped over in the film and book. Epistolaries in the third chapter. Emails from NASA and their families and friends and back. Bound. Game of Thrones, A Song of Ice and Fire. Arya / Gendry, 34,488 words. Body swap fic, so they talk through letters throughout the fic. Revelations. Nolan vs. Batman. Selina / Bruce, 12,000 words. Work in progress. Coda fic, filling in the gaps in that final montage we get in The Dark Knight Rises. Epistolary is in the third chapter. Text between Selina and Bruce and Selina and Jen from The Dark Knight Rises. I would love more recs, both fic and new canons, so hit me up in the comments if you have any. The End.